This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
With the third pick, the Blackhawks are proud to select from the Saskatoon Blades, Kirby Dach.
Pass gets through. Here's a breakaway possibility for Dach moving in. Back headshot scores! Oh, what a pretty goal! Kirby Dach.
You know, I watched him close. I really fell in love with his game. You know, he brings so much to the table. I think the thing that really was impressive was his competitiveness down the stretch. He showed not only does he have the size and the skill, the talent to make plays and do the offensive things that you hope a top player to do, but he was so competitive in the playoffs, and he's a hard guy to play against. That combination of size, speed, skill, intensity, it's hard to find those guys.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
This hour on The Score brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Thanks for hanging out. McNeil and Parkin's on The Score. Mac is out today. Shep is in. And Mac will be devastated as the big Hawks fan that he is to not
be here.
Yeah. Yep, the Hawks, that he doesn't get a chance to meet their third overall pick, Kirby Dach, to make all of us feel old. Born in 2001, 18 years old. We appreciate you coming in studio, man. How you doing today?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, guys.
So you then picked third overall. You don't remember Eddie Olczyk as a player then. You only know Eddie Olczyk as a broadcaster, don't you, in your hockey memories.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're supposed to be the young guys around here, Parko. What the heck's going on?
I know. I definitely am feeling old. So what's life like? You get picked third overall. It's a dream come true. From the moment you get selected through now, what's life been like?
Yeah, after I kind of heard my name be called by Stan, I don't remember anything after that. I had to go back and watch some stuff on my phone and through the internet. It was a blur and it happened so quick. And then flew home from Vancouver the day after the draft, and then flew to Chicago the next day. And now I've been just kind of hanging out and touring around the city and meeting people and looking at the facilities, and it's been awesome so far.
So have you gotten to see any of the city, or is it all just meet and greets and shaking hands and kind of kissing babies thing so far?
Yeah, it's kind of just the meet and greets type of thing.
So you've been no scouting of neighborhoods, not looking for the future location or residence or anything yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Well, tonight he's going to Wrigley. He's leaving here, and you're going to Wrigley Field. Have you been to Wrigley before?
No, I've never been to Chicago. This is my first time here.
Oh, first time in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so if you need any questions or tips for us, you know, you can turn it on you. I know you've been getting interviewed all day. So do you have any questions about the city?
No, I've pretty
much
figured asked
out
them
so far. Will's showing you a good time.
Yeah, Will.
He's keeping you out of trouble.
And John, yeah, they're doing a good job.
All right, well, so are you nervous for throwing out the first pitch?
A little bit. I don't really get nervous, but this I'm a little nervous for. I've just seen so many bad ones. I just don't want that to be me.
Yeah, don't be 50 Cent or something like
that. Girl threw it at the camera the other day.
Yeah, exactly. And that happened on the south side. So are you going to go up to the mound?
Yeah.
Okay. So you must not be too worried about it, because when I threw it out one time, it wasn't here, but I bounced it, and I need another chance so badly because I
need redemption. Eh?
I need redemption, man. Yeah. I walked up to the mound. I was told not to. I got up on the rubber and I bounced it, and it went to the backstop. And I haven't lifted down. So just aim high. That'd be the one piece of advice for you.
Yeah, don't throw it too well though, because the Cubs might keep you around. They're struggling to get some people out with their starting staff lately. So don't throw it too well, because might be playing baseball before too long.
Okay, sounds good.
So, you know, tell Hawks fans about Kirby Dach, about your game, and whenever you get to the big club, what they can expect from you.
Yeah, it's him, a strong 200-foot centerman who plays well at both ends of the ice, has an elite playmaking abilities, and I like to play a hard and heavy game. I think I have tremendous hockey IQ and can kind of see the plays develop before they happen. And I'm going to be a player in the future that is going to be a driving force for this team, because I'm going to do everything in my power to bring a Stanley Cup here.
That was a good answer. When did you learn how to skate?
I think I started skating at 2 years old, two, three.
Man, so it's just in the family? I know you got a younger brother who's going to be a draft pick in a couple of years. So just hockey's been the thing you've done your whole life.
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't really done anything else other than eat, sleep, and breathe hockey.
So what's your what does that schedule look like? You know, like if, through your life of playing hockey, when are you doing it? Travel hours a day, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, when you're younger, it's a little bit more hectic because you got spring hockey and winter hockey, so you're always on the go 12 months of the year. But recently, it's kind of just been playing juniors, and then come home and you train 5 days a week, skate 5 days a week, and then you have your weekends off where I go to the lake and just kind of relax and spend the time with the family.
At the lake, you fish, boat, what do you like to do?
Fish, water ski, I hunt sometimes, so I mean, I just like to kind of put my phone away and get away from all that.
What do you like to fish?
I like to fish pickerel or perch.
All right, well, see, I think the guy who normally would be here is he goes up to Canada a couple of times a year. Yeah. He loves to fish. I basically know nothing about it, but mm-hmm. I'm telling you, hockey and fishing. The other host of the show, you guys would bond tremendously. I have no idea. But so you're an outdoorsman away from hockey.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I love to be in the outdoors. I
saw that one of the things that you did when you were a youngster was that you'd sleep in your hockey helmet because you loved the hockey, you loved the game that much. When's the last time you did that? Before the draft?
No, I haven't done it recently at all. I mean, I was probably when I was little, like 5, 6, 7, was probably the last time I did that.
Okay. Well, didn't like use it as a superstition or something before draft night?
No, it's not a superstition.
So you say you put your phone away.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. What's the trick to that? Because I struggle with it, and I'm much older than you and supposed to be much more disciplined.
There's not great service at the lake, so it kind of just does it for me.
So it makes it easy. How many text messages do you get when you're the third overall pick from the Hawks?
I killed my phone real quick. It was dead right away, so I didn't look at it for a couple hours because I was busy doing a lot of media stuff afterwards. Once I got it and opened it up, it was over 100 for sure. I mean, it just had to kind of scroll through and the next day and make sure I texted everybody back and thank them for their support.
Who is the person you were most surprised seeked out your number to congratulate you?
There's some numbers I didn't even have in my phone that text me, and you're kind of like, thanks, I guess. You know, you don't know who they are, but yeah.
They're not asking you for money or anything,
no,
are they?
No. Nobody's asking
yet,
for
anyway.
Money. I hope not.
Yeah, no, it'll come at some point. Kirby Dach, the third overall pick of the Hawks, in studio with us. But yeah, I mean, it's just a crazy thing in hockey, and it's happening. It happens in all sports where you're now a pro at 18 years old and you're expected to, you know, be mature, handle the spotlight, handle a pro contract, the travel, and all of the expectations. What allows you to have confidence that you're ready for all of that?
I think just playing junior away from home really helped me mature as a young man and kind of taught me how to be on my own a little bit, because you don't have your parents there to kind of do everything for you. I mean, I had to learn to cook and clean and make sure my room was tidied up all the time, and I did learn how to do laundry and all that types of stuff. So I mean, it kind of teaches you a little bit of the life away from hockey.
Should take Danny with you and give him some lessons on cooking.
I was going to say, I don't know how to do any of those things.
It's the nicest shirt that he owns, actually, right now, that you're looking at right now.
It's a good shirt,
Shep. It is.
Yeah,
it is a good shirt.
Thank you very much. This is really cotton. This is, if there was 110% cotton, that's what this shirt would be. So you are mature, 18 years old. Who was your favorite hockey player growing up?
No, I didn't really have a favorite hockey player. I just kind of liked to watch a couple guys. I mean, you grow up idolizing like Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Steven Stamkos, like all those guys that kind of broke into the league when I was 8, 9, 10 years old and kind of just grew up watching them. Pavel Datsyuk was another guy I really liked to watch when I was little.
It's absurd.
It's not. I grew up all watching and idolizing Sidney Crosby. So I got to graduate in college when Sidney Crosby was in his rookie and second years in the league.
Have you had a chance to talk and meet Toews and Kane yet?
I mean, they just kind of texted me and called me after the draft and just said welcome to Chicago and the organization. That's pretty much it.
Is it surreal having those guys have your phone number?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you kind of grow up and you're playing road hockey or mini sticks with your buddies, and you're like, oh, I'm Jonathan Toews. Oh, I'm Patrick Kane. Now I'm kind of sitting in a locker room looking over at him, asking him things. So, I mean, that part of it's pretty surreal.
Do you think you'll be starstruck in any way in that type of situation?
Maybe like the first day, a little bit shy and quiet around him, but other than that, I shouldn't be too starstruck.
So I heard you were getting questioned from kids earlier today, right? Doing one of the media things. What's the toughest question a kid asked you?
They asked me what I needed to do to get better. They asked me a lot of hard questions. One asked me why I love the game. There's a couple other ones that were pretty tricky.
They're going to take my job. what do you need to do? What do you need to improve on?
I think just adding a little bit more size. I think I'm tall enough to kind of play that big, heavy game I want to play, but just being a little bit thicker and stronger in my skates.
What kind of time frame are you looking at to put on the additional weight, the additional strength?
I think one or two summers will do it. I mean, I push myself pretty hard in the gym and want to be at the next level as quick as I can, so I'm going to do everything in my power to kind of get there.
How much have you grown, or how much have you kind of filled out in the last year or two even? And I know it's like 16, 17 years old is a huge point of that, but how much have you kind of grown in that time?
Yeah, obviously, I think I was 6'2 and maybe 170 when I kind of started playing junior, and now I'm 6'4, 200 pounds, so it was only 2 years that way, so I need to, another year and a year and a half, I should be at my playing weight and being able to play against men.
Do you have a goal on when you'll be with the Hawks?
As a pro athlete, I think you always strive to be at the top level as quick as you can, so I'm going to do everything in my power to kind of make that decision tough on Stan and Mark and Jeremy that send me back to junior, and I want to prove that I can play at this level right away.
Well, bro, you've got this side of the game taken care of. These are very mature answers for an 18-year-old. Kirby Dach, the third overall pick of the Blackhawks. So, all right, you're born in 2001. Let's get to know you a little bit. Favorite movie?
I like all the Star Wars movies. I'm a big Star Wars fan.
Originals or the new ones?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. Okay, which
even Phantom Menace? Like even episodes like 1 and 2?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
Darth Maul?
Yeah, I have them all.
Jar Jar Binks didn't scare you away?
No, Jar Jar Binks didn't scare you.
Okay, do you have a favorite?
No, I just like them all.
Okay, we like all the Star Wars movies.
Yeah. What favorite character?
I always liked Darth Vader.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Likes being the nemesis.
Yeah.
All right. What about music? Favorite music?
Music. I like country music. Love country music.
Okay.
Favorite artist?
I like Luke Bryan, Thomas Rhett, Blake Shelton.
All right. So how did you like get into that? Do you have any musical background or anything like that?
Just kind of growing up in Western Canada, it's a little bit more country, and there's a lot of country influence out there and farms and that stuff. So it kind of relates back to that kind of music. And I just feel like country music has got so many different vibes to it. I mean, there's happy, sad, love songs. Anything that you could think of has country music in it.
Yeah, it all goes back to the lake. Love spending time at the lake and country music. Nothing fits it better.
Exactly.
All right, what about favorite TV show?
I like the show Suits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's on Netflix or Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're Netflix and chilling, you're streaming, not a Game of Thrones guy?
I haven't watched, I've been told many times to watch Game of Thrones, haven't got around to it yet.
Yeah, step it up to the HBO dramas. Yeah. There's a level of...
He can enjoy Suits and everything else for now. Everyone has to be on your level there, Parky.
I'm just saying, you can step it up to the HBO dramas. I'm telling you, there's a world beyond them out there, but those are good shows as well. Personal goals for your professional career? I know you said Stanley Cup. Everyone wants to win a Stanley Cup, but what are individual goals for you?
I don't really have any individual goals set. I just want to be the best player I can be at all times and strive for that. And I mean, when you have team success, it breeds individual success. So I'm just kind of worried about doing whatever it takes to kind of help the Blackhawks win and get back to the playoffs.
Obviously, the level of competition skyrockets when you get to the NHL. What do you need to learn about playing in the NHL once you get to that level and the day-to-day of that versus playing in juniors?
I think it's just the pace of play. I mean, everybody knows what it is and how fast the game is now, but you don't really truly understand until you get there and play with those guys and practice with them daily. So to kind of be able to do that and learn that right away will be huge for my career. I got to learn how to adjust from juniors to pro.
Well, there's Hawks fans listening right now. They were excited about the pick. So what do you want to say to Hawks fans as they get ready to watch your development?
Yeah, I think thank you for welcoming me to the city, and I can't wait to kind of step on the ice and show you guys what I got.
Well, Kirby, congratulations, man. We'll have you on the show again soon, and good luck with everything, and don't bounce it tonight, all right?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
All right, that's Kirby Dach, the third overall pick of the Chicago Blackhawks. Shep is in for Mac. We're hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.